And John C. Connell's our guest. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks. And I also have with me my partners, Joel McMull and Ron Coleman.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to write Joel and Ron. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Right.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, gentlemen. So we're talking about the Supreme Court striking down the rule against disparaging trademark. How would you like to approach this conversation? Should we approach it from the standpoint of was that a good decision or from the standpoint of what does it mean?
Well, I think both are certainly both should be addressed.
All right, let's start with what does it mean?
It means we get pretty much a day off. We haven't had to work at all today.
That's good. Congratulations. Father's Day and then another day off. That's good.
Yeah, well, the work doesn't go away, thank God. But we're very pleased with it. We John has spent his career arguing on free speech and First Amendment cases. I've spent a great deal of my career, as has Joel, trying to protect the rights of trademark owners and to limit them where appropriate, but to do so with the focus on trademark law. The mixture of government, what essentially was government censorship, into trademark law wasn't good for trademarks, and it was very bad for free speech.
Let me ask you a non-legal, but what has become an increasingly sort of, I guess, significant kinds of way of looking at Supreme Court decisions, which is, you know, what does it have, what effects do their decisions have? Not that they're legislating from the bench so much, but I think their decisions have far-reaching effects. It takes time for it to trickle into our society, but they do. Do you think this decision will calm some of the rhetoric about everyone being offended every time somebody speaks something they don't like?
No, I don't think that is the point of the decision. No,
not the point of decision, but will do you, I'm asking you a non-legal question to speculate.
Right.
Do you think it will have any sort of dampening effect on some of the rhetoric that's been flying around all these years, last few years anyway?
Actually, we would hope it would not. I think what the decision does is it returns the discussion of what is appropriate language to the proper forum, which is, you know, the crucible of public discourse. The public needs to continue to wrestle with questions about what's appropriate speech and what's not appropriate speech, you know, within the confines of civil discourse. But the government should not be refereeing that decision.
So it should be social media, which is where it sort of goes on, such as it is.
That's obviously that's going to be one medium in which this discussion is going to continue.
And so I think thus far, without me asking both questions, you've said it's a good decision and the effects are far reaching. It's going to allow us to return to the public space to police ourselves, mill our way through these things the way it was intended. Do you think we are going to have the Washington Redskins for the time being, for instance?
I definitely think we will. I think this decision certainly favors the position in of the Redskins in attempting to defend against the cancellation of their mark.
Other than trying to sort of to sway people's opinion, say, through the press or the social media, what remedies do people have now? Are the states going to get involved in these sorts of things?
It's a constitutional decision, so they certainly can't do any, you know, once the Supreme Court speaks about what a government unit may or may not do under the First Amendment, there's no shortcut to the extent states have anything to say about trademarks, which is not that much anyway.
As
Joel points out, there are state trademark registrations, but to the extent any of them have provisions that echo Section 2A, those are unconstitutional.
Yeah, so the point is, in the wake of this decision, whether or not a mark is examined to be and found to be disparaging will no longer be an impediment to registration of that mark on the principal register.
As a trademark?
As a trademark.
So, again, you guys are, I'm trying to get this for the lay person, what they're probably thinking, and you guys are giving me very strict legal answers, and I appreciate that, but my question is, let's say somebody is offended by, somebody's image that they put on their business. Are there any other remedies other than not frequenting that business?
Well, that's probably one of the best remedies. As the Supreme Court has said time and time again, the remedy for bad speech is more and better speech.
Yeah.
But this Supreme Court said quite clearly, giving offense is a viewpoint, and the government must remain neutral in that discussion.
And again, federal government.
Well, any government, because any government. The state government can't violate the federal constitution.
Okay, so this is the new law of the land.